For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a lot of buttons.
Out of the country. He's out of the country.
We thought you were out of the country.
No, I just say that's what I have to deal with the voicemails.
Told you. Hi, Bert.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good. You getting a little cold?
Yeah, I've been sick as crap.
Me too.
It's horrible, man.
You sound phlegmy.
Probably Zika.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's Zika. I could go viral if it's Zika.
Where are you now? What land? Phoenix?
No, I'm in L.A. I leave for Phoenix tomorrow. Oh. I'm doing that Hot Ones show today.
What is that?
Where you eat spicier wings increasingly and answer questions.
Thank you.
That's pretty good, though.
You haven't seen it?
No.
No, what is it on?
You guys would love it. You guys would love it.
We'll steal it and make it a show here, I guarantee you that.
That's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. How are things going?
Everything's going good. Are you guys excited for the cruise?
Yeah, are you still going?
I'm 50-50. No, of course I'm going.
You might be dead by the time the cruise comes around. I trust your 50-50 as much as your 100%, so that's fine with me.
No, I'm still in. I have literally, it's the first time the cruise is a whole week for me, but I have literally turned down 5 dates just to do this cruise. I'm so excited, man. And we're going through the renovation in the house, so it's perfect. By the time I get back from the cruise, the house should be done.
Well, good. I'm excited too. My wife's not going, which I like when she goes, but it'll give me more time to hang out with you and the guys and Ralphie and my brother's going, so I think we're going to have a ball.
It's gonna be It's gonna be a blast. Amanda always messed it up for me, in my opinion.
That's how I feel about my life. I do want to do one thing that I'd like to get with you on is usually we just kind of blow it off. Since we're going to a couple of cool places, I would like to seek it out now and figure out what we could do in each port that we go to. I don't want to go snorkeling or anything gay like that. I want to do something we've never done before. In San Juan, we're definitely going to the cockfights.
Okay, definitely. I'm in.
But I have to go into the other countries and find out what the cool thing to do is there.
What countries?
We're going to the Turks, Grand Turk from the Turks and Caicos. You familiar with them?
Oh, dude. One of the coolest things I ever did there is they have these motorized scooters that you can take underwater.
Yes, I've seen those. I do that.
They are so much fun. And there's right there is where I think the shelf drops off. So you can swim out maybe like 100 yards, and all of a sudden it drops off to 200 feet deep, and there's a cliff. It is so badass. And with these little scooters, you can cover so much territory. It is amazing.
All right, so write that down, Rob. And Grand
Turk,
we're doing underwater scooters.
Got it.
So, and then where else are we going?
San Juan. 80?
San Juan's easy. That's cockfighting.
Then we're going to St. Thomas.
St. Thomas. Now, what are we going to do in St. Thomas? Bert the Traveler.
Is that where the baths are?
The baths?
Oh, yeah. I've seen pictures of those. It's like super clear water, right? In like caves.
Huge, huge rocks. These huge rocks I've been to St. Thomas before. I'll do the research on St. Thomas. I'll figure out St. Thomas.
I'm looking right now.
It's on the Virgin Gorda Island of the British Virgin Islands.
I feel like this is something I should do with my wife.
Yeah, it's really romantic. I did it with my sister.
So weird.
Now you're going to make me throw up. All right. What else? Is there anything else in St. Thomas?
And then there's the Amber Cove.
Now, Amber Cove, that's the one
Dominican
in Haiti?
Dominican Republic.
Oh, Dominican Republic.
Yes.
Do you know anything about that?
Oh, Dominican Republic?
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting brown.
What is that? That heroin or black chicks?
Of heroin and gunpowder, and they give it to the boy soldiers. Oh, I can't wait.
Sounds exciting.
Cool. I never did heroin before. I'll save it for the trip.
Yeah, it'll be fun, man. It's just one time. We're going to have a hard time getting it on the ship. We'll dry out by the time we get back to America.
All right, I'm in. I've seen Pulp Fiction. I know what to do.
I'll look into the Dominican Republic, too. I didn't know we were going to the Dominican Republic. This is going to be a blast. Are we going to Haiti at all?
No, we're not. Not really going to Haiti. I was kidding about that.
There goes rolling the dice with AIDS.
Wait, is that it? Is that all the places we're going?
Yeah, that's it. Amber Cove, St. Thomas, San Juan, and Grand Turk.
All right, so I'm looking at Amber Cove, and it looks like there's a good four-wheeler thing that goes through the water and stuff. So I will find something cool to do in each place. Have you talked to Ralphie at all?
I have.
Uh-oh, that didn't sound very good.
Ralphie's a different guy. He's on some real honeymoon kind of stuff.
Because he's single Ralphie now.
Yeah, and there's no way he's rolling to this cruise single.
Oh, you think he's bringing a chick?
100%.
No!
Really?
Yes, they are like, do you remember in Vacation 2 when Ross was like, Dad, I think he's going to pork her?
Yeah.
Ralphie is that couple.
Constantly just kissing on each other in public?
Nonstop, and going, leaving and going to the room, and you can't get a hold of him, and he's up in the room.
Do we know who she is? You don't have to say, but do we know, is she like another comic, or?
No, she's just, I think you learned that lesson.
All right.
She's pretty hot. She's cool. She was fun. She didn't change Ralphie at all, but man, they are locked down to the bedroom.
Wait a second. So tell me, compare her to somebody that she looks like.
I'd say like Schumer.
Okay.
Like she's you'd be like, oh, this is going to sound, oh, like, yeah, like Schumer.
Like
Schumer. But not, you don't want to say it, but not as chubby.
No, yeah, I didn't say that.
Right. I'm saying it.
Yeah, but you haven't seen her. I'm the only one that's seen her. So it's going to sound like I said it.
We get what you're talking about.
She's like Schumer. She's got a big chest, and she's not a waif, but she's not fat at all.
Should we call him right now?
Call Ralphie? He's not awake.
No, of course not, but all right.
Let me tell you something. I tried to get Ralphie to eat lunch with me. Like three times in a row, and he just never. I couldn't. You know, it just goes to voicemail. Text him 100 times, and then at 2 o'clock he'd wake up and he'd be like, "How about now, player?"
Yeah, that's like when Ralphie comes here and he's like, "You go to work, and then I'm going to get up like an hour after you leave and come do the show." And I'm like, "No, you're not." And he's like, "Yes, I am." And then at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he's like, "Hey, you want to record something for tomorrow?" And I go, "No, I don't want to record something for tomorrow. It's crazy talk."
Yeah, we were in Montreal. He was, I'll tell you what, man, he's a lot lighter. He looks better, and he's a lot lighter in spirit.
Like, good.
He was really having a good time. Like, we partied every night, and he held court every night, and he got people high that have never gotten high.
I'm going to get high on the cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have to. Ralphie's got, it's going to be a blast.
Hey, do you want to take Molly one night and go to the nightclub and dance?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's me and you take Molly and dance.
Not just me and you. We all have to take
and Pete.
No. All of us have to take it.
Me, Cowhead, and Pete. Let's all take Molly and reenact something from Bridesmaids.
Have you taken Molly before?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I didn't. So I'm just saying, I think it would be.
Hold on, let me get this right. Isn't Molly just ecstasy?
Yeah, right, guys?
It's pure.
Yeah.
It's a pure form without all the other crap in there.
Yeah. Sure, it's pure.
Yeah, well,
so,
yeah.
Let's get, first of all, get a kit from Dance Safe, because they tell you if it's pure.
Right. What happens?
And then we'll get some Molly.
What do I have to worry about?
Molly on the. What's that?
Can I go crazy and want to jump off the side of the boat?
No, your biggest concern is getting dehydrated.
No, I drink a lot of water. I'm worried I'm going to cry.
Oh, I think that turns the Molly into good stuff.
Crying?
If you could give me an ecstatic cry, I'd be so into it.
I don't cry. I'm not a crier.
Oh, you're crying. You're definitely crying.
No, I don't. I'm not a crier.
Be careful. You'd be more dehydrated.
Dude, it's true.
You will be jamming out, dancing like it's 1987, and all of a sudden, a Cure song is going to come on, Boys Don't Cry, and it's going to hit you wrong, and you're going to start sobbing on the dance floor, just standing there. Everyone's dancing around you. There's a spotlight on you. The dance globes are spinning around, and you're just standing there, head, chin ducked into your chest, just sobbing uncontrollably. It's the most ecstatic thing you've ever heard. And there I am, and I go, Cal, it's happening! It's happening! I go, Pete, and he's got three cocktails at the bar, and I was like, what? I go, he's crying! Hands on top of the bar, and he goes, everybody stop! He's crying! And then we all just start dancing around you. It's gonna be great.
While I'm crying, I'm off the molly. It doesn't seem like it would be very good. All right. I don't want to listen to The Cure, so if it's going to make me do The Cure, I'm out. Are you going to be all right? I don't think you're going to make it.
I'm at the very tail end of this cold, man. You should have seen me this weekend. It was horrible. I flew sober for the first time.
Whoa. You must be
messy. I flew sober to Syracuse and sober back.
Ugh. Anything else you want to do? I want to make this the best trip of your life.
You want to ride motorcycles in the rain next to horses?
Listening to
Wilco? Can I tell you what I really want to do?
What?
I want to shoot a feature film.
Wow, okay.
Like I want to bring a camera and shoot a mockumentary of our trip and pretend, like, and whenever I bring out the camera, we just pretend we've been hijacked and no one knows about it.
All right, I like it.
And then I'll edit it together as a movie about our hijacking crew. But by the way, the Boys Don't Cry scene has just made the movie.
Oh, man. All right. And then that's why I'm really crying, because I know we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that the worst?
It's always Zika.
Isn't that the worst when you have to cough and you try not to cough and you do that high pitch? Whenever I'm sick, Galvin makes me laugh and I do all those high pitched laughs. All right, I'm into this. I think we're gonna have a great time. Friday night we're doing a talent show and we're giving away a cruise. And some of the talents we've had before is guys who shove things in their belly button.
I'm doing a call in sick to work show Friday morning, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Did you work that out with the comedy club?
Yeah, I mean, I can cancel it if
No.
This Friday is when he's doing the penthouse thing.
Yeah.
This Friday. Okay, yeah. Yeah, the Friday before the cruise, I'm doing a call in sick to work show.
So that'll be right after our morning show.
Yeah, we'll do mornings. We'll talk about the cruise. We'll get excited for the cruise. Start drinking for the cruise.
Yeah.
We'll go straight to the comedy club. We'll bring Ralphie if he's awake. We'll bring his girlfriend, and we'll do a call in sick to work show.
You really think he's going to bring his girlfriend?
100%.
Did he say he was?
She's really cool, and
I don't care.
Adorable.
I don't care. I'm
Diane would know.
Oh yeah,
Diane would have to know.
Well, not yet. I mean, he can always add her because I mean, I've added last.
Oh, you know, Ralphie, he'll show up with her and be like, "Hey, put her in my room, player.
Hey, can we make this happen?
Charge it to Cal.
Hey, man, can I get a plus one, player? I want to do a live podcast from the cruise.
Okay.
Very nice.
We'll get like a small ballroom. We'll do a live podcast, and I think that'll be fun.
Or we can do it in my room. I usually get a giant room. We could all do it in there.
Yeah, but we could also, I mean, I don't know if we want to invite fans to watch it, but it would be more fun to do it in your room, to be honest with you.
Well, we can
be a better podcast.
We're thinking about doing, recording an hour or so. This way we could shoot it back to the station and they could run it between 7 and 8 during the show.
Like each day we just record an hour just so people can kind of get updates, what's going on, and some live content while we're gone.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty smart.
What if we do your podcast on Molly?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in.
I'm scared. I'm not going to lie.
I just hope they change the names of drugs by the time my kids are old enough to know what it is. Why are you standing on a girl that plays field hockey?
I do want to thank you because you mention us in a lot of your podcasts, and it always gets back to me through social media that you're always praising the show, so I appreciate that.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I have not turned the corner. I still call you Cowhead.
That's all right.
And half the time I've lost people. They're like, I have no. They think I'm talking about Man Cow.
Oh no!
Yeah. I know. So, but I haven't turned the corner with this mic game we're playing.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, it's fine with me. I don't care.
You know when I changed it? Right after the roast was done, I told Tony, Mike's agent, I said, listen, I'm calling him Cowhead. As soon as we're done with the roast, I call him Mike, and I haven't called him Cowhead since.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah. The hey, are you guys coming to Oddball?
Yes. Not only are we coming, we specifically, we had a Pitbull toddler gig booked that night, and we moved it when we found out you were on the oddball ticket.
Oh, it's going to be a blast, man. That's going to be so much fun.
Now, are you going to be here overnight for that, or do you guys leave right after the show?
No, we're overnight. We Segura and I are in West Palm the night before doing oddball there, and then we're renting a car and driving across, driving to Tampa, and then we're trying to figure out where we're staying in a hotel. I'll shoot you a text when we get the hotel info to tell you if one's better than the other. And then we're staying in Tampa. So get like, can you get like backstage passes and stuff?
Yeah, you know what I would do? I would call you to see if you could.
Yeah, that up. If only we knew somebody on the show. Yeah.
I last time it was, not last year, but the year before, I went out and I made stage announcements and stuff. And, you know, I don't think that'll be a problem. I'll look into it.
Okay, yeah. Because you want to be backstage. It's Joey's doing the hosting.
Yeah, Joey stiffed us. He was supposed to call into the show last week, and he stiffed us.
Yeah, 5 o'clock's a tough time to get up to do radio.
No. It was supposed to be 10 o'clock, and he's like, I take my daughter to school at 7. I'll call you at 7:30, and then didn't call.
Oh, yeah. Joey's an interesting guy like that. Like, he called me one time, and I sent him to voicemail, and he called immediately again. I was like, all right. I pick up the phone. He goes, dog, don't think I don't know what sending someone to voicemail sounds like. Rings, then voicemail. Do never send me to voicemail. You let it ring out, then go to voicemail.
Right. That's the thing. The Oddball Comedy Festival is coming August 26th to the Amphitheater, and this year it has some great comics on it, including Bert, Tom Segura. It also has Elijah Schlesinger, Sebastian Maniscalco. There's a ton of comedians who we've had on this show that are on this tour, Joey Diaz. So we will be out there. And Rob, our executive producer, is going to be on the side stage with Big J Okerson.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Rob started doing comedy a couple months ago, and he's been booked ever since.
Holy cow. What? Hey, how big is this amphitheater thing?
It's like the 20,000-seat amphitheater. They'll probably only fill the lower bowl, so it'll probably be about, 10,000 people.
Yeah, good. Doing comedy for 10,000 people is going to be super easy.
It's a weird setup because they're real stiff about people taking pictures. Like, security's so bad, it was annoying last time. So, but I don't care. I'm only going because you guys are going. It'll be fun. And now that I'm on Team Tom, I need to go out there and support Segura.
I went to dinner with him last night.
Of course you did.
Who ate more?
Him, 100%. To the point where he got concerned. He was like, because him and Push finished their plates, and me and Leanne, he made steak and shrimp. And me and Leanne ate half the steak and half the shrimp because we're on diets. And he was like, Bert, did you not like it? I was like, no, I liked it. It was a lot of food. And he was like, and his plate's gone. It looks like a desert. And he's like, well, I mean, I'm just concerned. And then I told him how much weight. He's like, yeah, you definitely got me. You definitely got me.
Bert and Tom Segura are in this race to see who's fatter.
Right.
And it's Team Tom or Team Bert. And I got to tell you, dude, with some of your pictures you've been putting on Facebook, Tom is actually looking he's looking slender.
He's not. He's like, first of all, he's 5'7", and he's like 270. He just looks like he belongs reclaiming aluminum siding. I was trying to think of a job that would body type would fit.
Yeah, that was it. You did good. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed his stand-up special on Netflix. It's hilarious.
Yeah, mostly stories. We were talking about sets we were going to do for Oddball, and I was like, do your murderous stuff. And he was like, yeah. I'm working on a bunch of new stuff. And in my head, I'm like, I'm not working on anything new.
When is your special coming out?
My special, I think, comes out. I get an air date today.
Oh, really?
I think it's October. It's the weekend before Halloween.
Oh, great.
So, cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. It should be great. Of course, I did it shirtless in the middle of this huge fat-shaming campaign. So,
listen, that's how you should be. Who was telling me the other day? John Brennan, I think. He was like, we've known Bert for a long time, but I never watched his Comfortably Dumb series thing. So I watched it the other day on Netflix or whatever it's on. And he's like, it was funny and it was good, but it wasn't like watching Bert. And I go, no, because he was dressed too fancy. Right. I said, the next one, he's got no shirt on. That'll be the best one.
And it's at a club. This one's at a club, right?
Yeah, it's at a club.
Yeah.
Good. All right. That is happening.
You know what Tom said? Oh, yes, go ahead. Sorry.
No. I was just going to tell everybody that that you will be doing the Call and Take to Work show. That'll be Friday the 23rd of September, which we'll be doing here at, do you know where yet?
At Tampa Improv.
Okay, at the Improv. on. So what'll happen is they'll come and do mornings here, and then we'll get off. We'll grab some lunch, and then we'll head over to the improv. And you'll have to call in sick that day to see the show because it'll be in the middle of the day, which will be awesome.
It's going to be a kickoff to the cruise, right, which is going to be. I'm telling you, man, I'm so excited for this darn cruise. I'm like, I'm priming my liver.
Good. Get ready. Because we got a lot of things. We're podcasting. We're doing Molly. We're all going to gangbang Ralphie's new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh. We got things to do on this cruise. What's that?
Hey, you're going to cry.
No, I'm not going to
cry. Tell me what you think about this idea. Segura told me to me last night, and I think it might be a great idea. He's like, hey, to promote the special, he's like, you know how, like, he's like, just doing stand-up isn't enough. He was like, you should tell your fighting a bear story, but hire a bear and bring him on stage with you on Conan.
Oh, yeah, like, and reenact it?
No, he's like, do the story, but have the bear. He's like, talk to the trainer, but like, you go, when I was, what you would call it, I fought a bear, and have the curtains open, and there be a 9-foot grizzly bear behind you,
mm-hmm,
and watch the audience go nuts, and then tell your story with the bear taking marshmallows out of your mouth, and do it with the bear. He's like, I think that would really promote your special.
That would be like, fantastic, yeah. And I have a video that I would like to show you of a guy who is doing a video with a bear.
Yeah. What at the end, you know, they're going to be like, go and feed him a marshmallow.
Yeah. Yeah, but I can't get the bear that I did it with because he killed somebody.
Right. So. But think about it. If the bear kills you, think of how popular your special will be. Your kids will be set for life.
Dude,
be a good father, Bert.
Figure if the bear I could definitely survive a bear attack.
No. Trust me. Don't tell. You watch The Revenant. Watch The Revenant. You'll know that you can never fight a bear.
No, on a sound stage. They got the trainer there with the stun gun.
Nope.
Bert, did you see, and maybe it's the bear that you did the thing with who killed somebody. So the guy was doing a report on a bear, and his brother or cousin or something is the bear trainer, and they're there at the facility, and the bear does something, and the trainer goes, no, tells him no, and then he goes back to him, and this bear just takes this guy like a rag doll and rips his neck open, like wide open, to the point where they go, we don't even need to call an ambulance because this guy.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead immediately. It was unbelievable, and they had it on video.
Oh, the last thing you want is probably a bear on. I know I get nervous on Conan, like when you go on stage. I can't imagine how nervous a bear would get.
Why don't you just have Conan's masturbating bear come out?
Maybe I'll just do that. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Why don't you feed Andy Richter marshmallows?
How crazy would it be if all of a sudden, you know, I'm doing this joke and the bear's behind me and you see his gaze focus on Rick Conan and he just starts walking over there and everyone's screaming? Oh, that would be great.
Well, I hope you don't die. I'm very much looking forward to the special. I'm looking forward to the cruise and the Call in Sick to Work show. But first, August 26th. At the amphitheater, Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura and all the guys out there for the Oddball Comedy Festival. And, let them know you got some friends coming backstage.
I will. I think I might get 4 backstage passes, I think. I'm not certain.
All right. Well, we'll figure it all out. We'll get there. And I'm looking forward to it. Now, hey, listen. So I have a car. I have a Sprinter. I can have somebody pick you guys up in West Palm if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want that.
All right, I'm going to arrange for that. Because that's great, because then you guys can just chill out and watch TV or sleep or whatever you want to do, and you don't have to worry about driving.
I'll start a 3-way text with me and Tom today.
Okay, we'll get it all done.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, all right, listen, pal, good to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to crying with you on the cruise.
I can't wait. Molly's going to be so. This is going to be the best summer ever.
Totally.
That's what I wanted to hear. Bert Kreischer. Thank you, Bert.
Bye, guys. Love you.
There you go. Oh, he's going to be fun. I'm not going to cry, but I may do Molly's.
You might cry.
How do you get the Molly?
You got. No, don't worry. I got it. Not that I have it,
Keister.
But.
Yeah,
oh, that's easy.
I don't want anything that's been in your butt.
It's easy. That's not how to do it. That's not how to do it at all.
I'll put it in mine.
What if Kelly keeps it?
Carmen, if you put
She's
it in
not
yours,
coming.
Oh, that's if right. you put it in yours, I'll take it like a gumball out of a dispenser.
What?
Yeah.
Deal.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.